Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kidmen, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, here's your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
Hey, welcome to episode number 96 of the Kids Matter podcast. It's Ryan Frank. Thanks for tuning in. I'm joined today by our friend Amber Pike and special guest Debbie Rhodes. How are you, Debbie?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Corey's not with us today. We're looking forward to a great episode of the podcast as we're going to get to peek behind the curtains at a pretty amazing campaign to recruit volunteers and also remind the volunteers that you already have that what they're doing is really important. So, Amber, I'm glad that you've invited Debbie onto the podcast. We've got a great podcast lineup. Corey's not with us today. Corey's out. We miss you, Corey Jones. We'll see you next time. But Amber, why don't you talk to us about our sponsorship for today's podcast?
We do have a sponsor today. Our sponsor of episode 96 is Share Faith Kids. Share Faith Kids has created an integrated package of resources that equips churches of all sizes to empower their teachers, inspire kids, and connect families. They have amazing features like animated Bible videos, teacher slideshows, curriculum, printable activity pages, and more that can help set your ministry up for success. And right now they're having an annual sale. You get 20% off at sharefaith.com. So thank you so much, Share Faith Kids, for being our sponsor today. And podcast listeners, Facebook friends, make sure you go check out because you can save 20%. Everybody likes a good deal.
It's a great resource. They've got a lot of freebies. They've got a great online lesson builder.
Yeah.
A lot of good video content. So go check it out. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
All right. So Amber, we've got a lot of great new resources hitting kidsmatter.com right now, especially I'm seeing a lot of holiday Christmas stuff.
Have you guys, is your church decorated yet?
Oh yeah. So we are 100% agreeing. It is beautiful. Absolutely. We're actually having Matthew West is actually here today. And I'm actually missing a meet and greet with him right now.
What?
Yeah, because this is more important.
I'm sorry, Matthew West.
We're having a huge Matthew West concert tonight and our big tree lighting outside. And we are so excited because he's kicking off his concert series or like his tour, his Christmas tour this weekend. Yeah, it's really
cool. How neat.
I'm really jealous.
Well, that's love and devotion to join the Kids Matter podcast over a meet and greet with Matthew West.
I would not have made that same choice. I would be meeting Matthew West right now if I were you.
Well, it was supposed to be at 1 o'clock and his video filming went late and I was like, that's okay. God will bless me.
He will. Well, podcast listeners, if you've not been to Kids Matter to check out all of the Christmas resources, There are a ton of them, so many
awesome things. Games, worship videos, countdown videos, curriculum, everything you need except for a meet and greet with Matthew West can be found on our site.
I know.
Hey, those games are so awesome. Actually, we're using some of those games at our volunteer Christmas party next weekend. Yes.
Are
so
you?
They're not just for kids.
Which
they're great for volunteers too. Actually, I can't remember which ones they picked, but they were all like my team had so much fun picking them out. They were going through the website and like picking out which ones that they wanted, and they were like, "I wish we did this one. Should we did this one?" So they were having such a good time with because there's like all those PowerPoint ones that they have, and they have all kinds of fun ones like from the ones like the Crowdbreaker ones and like the trivia ones and the countdowns and all the fun stuff. So I love that website.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Tell us, Amber, about I saw a fruitcake, like science explosion.
Yeah.
Icebreaker.
There are four of them
on there.
Brand new to the store. I think I uploaded
fruitcake science.
Do what? Yeah. Fruitcake.
They're called fruitcake science.
Yeah. You can get them for $10 each, or you can get a 4-pack for $30. So you're saving. But they're performing experiments on fruitcake, and you're going to try to predict what happens.
I did not see those. That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome. That's cool. Go check out.
I wonder, do our kids know what fruitcake is? Maybe you should bring in fruitcake.
I know, that's it.
On the day that you show the videos and explode
your volunteers would definitely know what the fruitcake is.
They would know. Well, we have a special guest with us on the podcast, Debbie Rhodes. Amber, do you want to introduce Debbie to everybody?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that our Facebook friends have probably seen Debbie and possibly the posters behind her, because Debbie is a children's pastor at a newer church for her, but she has done this amazing volunteer recruitment campaign, and she posted pictures and everyone is like, what? This is amazing. So I knew I wanted to get Debbie on just to talk to us about how she did this epic volunteer recruitment and then kind of like the heart behind why, because I mean, it's no mystery. Kidmin leaders, we need volunteers and we need quality volunteers that are excited about our vision, that are on board. And I think Debbie has like knocked it out of the park. So Debbie, tell us.
Well, I will say, so hold on, let me jump in real quick. First of all, Debbie, you live in Franklin, Tennessee now, right?
Yes.
So the real question is, have you gone to Biscuit Love?
Yes, I've gone to Biscuit Love.
Is it not? Isn't it amazing?
I love Biscuit Love. Yes. Oh, I actually live like 5 minutes from Biscuit Love.
Do you really?
Yes.
So now Franklin is such a cool place. So it's one of our favorite little towns in Tennessee. There's no downtown like it. Such a neat downtown.
I 100% agree with you. Franklin, Tennessee is the best. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, you did, next time podcast listeners, you're on I Love Kidmin. If you've not seen Debbie's post, I'm looking at it right now. Debbie, you have, it says on here that it has reached 14,000 people.
Oh my
God. As an admin, it shows me this stuff, okay? So it's 13,988 people this post has reached.
And so everyone knows who Debbie is now.
All I know is it's kept me very busy. I had no idea.
3,170 people have looked at all the pictures and 382 comments. People are just really resonating with what you're doing at your church. So tell us about it.
Well, okay. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a background story if I can kind of tell you guys where we are and why we decided to do this. So as Amber was saying, I'm fairly new to this church. I've been here for 6 months here at this church. My last church, I was there for 10 years. And when I came here, there's one thing as kids directors we all have in common, and every one of us can always say we don't have enough volunteers. Everyone always says, I don't care if you're at a big church or a little church, you're always going to say, I don't have enough volunteers. And so throughout my years of kids ministry, I have found I've done so many different kinds of recruiting. I know a lot of us had like where the pastor will get up on stage and the pastor will do like a big push. And that's really great. But what I found was this: when the pastor would give a big push, all of a sudden I'd get all of these like cards from people would fill out. And I'd get a big old stack of cards of people, all these interests, and it wouldn't really produce much of anything because it was like guilt cards. That's how I would consider them. Yep. Oh, look at all the people we just guilted into filling out a card. And I'd have a big old stack of cards. I'd maybe get two or three people that it would actually stick. And I just finally reached a point in my ministry that I've just said, you know what? I want quality. And I really have got to start thinking about our ministry differently. And I want all of us to start thinking about our ministries. We say we think about our ministry differently. Okay, well, let's really put some action behind that. And so that means we have to be a little bit more patient. And so that's kind of where this came from, was like, okay, I want to do something that doesn't produce guilt and something that doesn't produce just warm bodies, something that actually sparks some real meat behind it, where people are actually like wanting to put some people where they belong. And so that's kind of where this started. Well, when I first came to this church, we were really short on some volunteers. And so I had got all these prospects. Okay, I want a list of everyone who used to serve. And I made all these phone calls and I went through every single prospect that we had. And I mean, I had this huge list of prospect, and we've like built the team back up, and we did it all by just going through and calling people and meeting one-on-ones, and we built the whole team up. But at this point now, but here's what happened. In August, late August, early September, our church is going through a church split, which is just a horrible situation. And I know a lot of us as churches have gone through certain things like this, and it's very sad. It's very unfortunate, but we've gone through a church split. And because of this horrible thing, first of all, God is still God, and this is still God's church, and God is still moving, but we lost a very big amount of our volunteers. And so now I found myself down 26 volunteers. So here I am, holiday season. That is not the time to do a recruiting campaign. So like what I'm about to show you is something really cool. I don't recommend doing it during the holidays, but when I tell you what I'm about to tell you is this worked during the holidays and during a church split. So if it works during the holidays and during the church split, this is going to work for you if you do it during better seasons in your church, okay? And so here is what we decided to do. We are not going to beg. We are not going to show ourselves as desperate, but we are going to show ourselves this is what we need, and we're going to show ourselves as like this is our team, and we're going to honor our team while we do it, and we're just going to show everybody what we have. And so this is not an original idea. Just, you know, I'm not the one that came up with this idea. I actually was like scouring the internet going, there has to be something, because I'm like, I've used up all of my prospects. I have no prospects. What am I going to do? And I'm scouring the internet. And I found this church that had done something similar to this, and they called theirs iServe, but they did something similar to this. And so that's why I said I stole it shamelessly. But what you do is you take it and you make it, how could it work at your church? So whether you're from a big church or a little church, you can take it and make it yours. And so I was like, okay. So like if you've seen theirs, it's really cool, but it doesn't even look anything like mine because it looks like their church. And so it's like super cool. Like it's really neat. So you can see behind me, one of the things we did is, so we took our very own volunteers. These are not like actors or people that we pulled off of the internet. These are my own volunteers, some of them. We have men, we have women, we have young people, we have old people. And we got some of them and we did a really cool photo shoot. And some of these are stand-ups that we had all over the church. We also did really cool posters. We have like families, and we have, this is one that has like all of them together. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm trying to, so you guys stop and ask me questions. I'll just keep talking and rambling. We did like the poster. So what if you can see what it says? It tells them, okay, these are normal people. This is what I do during the week. I'm a finance director. I'm a scientist. I'm a buildings and ground. I'm a seamstress. I'm a mama. I'm a high school student. And it tells them what they do, but we serve in kids ministry and you can too. We even put a QR code. So I will tell you, nobody actually even used the QR code, but the younger generation, it made it seem cool for them because they actually all end up using, I didn't know who would use it. They all end up using the card to use to fill out.
But the QR code did go somewhere though, right?
Huh?
The QR code did go somewhere.
The QR code led them to the online form of this. So it did on there. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give them two options for like the tech savvy, but also for the ones who don't like that, we created a card. But no one even used this. So I don't know if it like really made a difference that we had that, but the young people thought it was really cool that we had a QR code. So to me, it was worth it because they thought it was cool. So I don't know if that makes any difference, but anyway, we just showed families, husbands and wives, young adults, men, women, different people that serve together. I serve because, and these are their own words. I serve because I find it important to minister the word to a younger generation. And so these are the words that they did. So one that was really cool is not only they felt so special. Now I didn't pick and choose. I said, okay, guys, we are going to do this. Who wants to be a part of it? So I didn't pick and choose. I let them decide. And they all like, they were like, I want to do it. And so a whole bunch of them chose to do it. So we had a whole bunch of different kind of posters. We have cards, we had slides, and then we had the stand-ups, and we had them all over the church. We did this for 3 weeks. And then I had a table. And on the table, now, first of all, the slides, we did not let the pastor offered to mention it from the stage. And I said no. And the reason I said no was because I said, I want this to be where they see it. I don't want them to feel forced. Now, so I had a table set up in the special part of the lobby where people can come by, and there was a big board. So what I did is I figured out what exactly I needed. So, and we can put these pictures in the comments later, but on the board, it would have, I know this is probably showing backwards, the area, like the classroom and the service time. So we have a 9 o'clock service and we have an 11:11 service. So it would say babies or kindergarten. And we had 26 positions available. So they can say, this is what I have available. So people would walk up and say, oh, what do you need the most? And I would say, I don't want you to ask me what do you need the most. I said, I want to know, where do you serve? What is the area that really just really speaks to your heart? Oh, well, I really love kindergartners. Okay. But there's no kindergarten spot open. Well, that doesn't matter. What do you love? And so it was really focusing on, and what was really cool is that it really, every single person, it really did work out where everybody wanted to go. And so it wasn't about just like, I just want to like fill a need. It was, no, if you're just here to fill a need, I want you to feel like you're being called here. And if people were like hesitant, why are you hesitant? Well, I don't know if I can serve right now. Why? And then like, let's like really talk about it. And so, and this was really hard for me because I desperately need people. How many of you guys feel that way? I desperately need people, but yet I didn't want to appear desperate. But at the same time, it was like, okay, if I really say that I want my kids ministry, if I'm saying I really want my kids ministry to be filled with quality volunteers who really truly love what they do, then why do I continually have a pattern of just putting whoever says, okay, fine, I'll go in? Why will I continue to accept that? So no matter how desperate I get, I have got to finally somewhere take the time to say, enough is enough. I'm not going to do that anymore. And here is where we draw the line. And that's what this is. This is not a campaign where you're going to get like people like, boom, I got hundreds of people already. Look at all the people I got on my team. This was the first week. I didn't have a lot of people like look at, like they were like, just kind of like, oh boy, what is she doing? The second week I had people like, okay, I thought about, I walked by yes last week and I saw your board, and I had people come by and take a picture of the board and pray over it and come back the week later and say, okay, this is what me and my husband want to do. And then like the third week, they were coming to me in the hallway before I even got to the table. And so we only did it for 3 weeks. So we haven't done it this week, and we still have people coming to us. And so it's had a residual effect. Now, we had a goal of 26. We did not reach our goal. I'm not going to say we only got 15. We got 15 beautiful volunteers that are fully committed to our kids ministry. So I am very proud of that 15. Very proud.
Well, and you should be proud of that 15. That's yes. Huge.
I think so one me, thing that would I don't, have, yeah.
Debbie, I think one thing that would help, if you would have got excited about this a little bit more, maybe you could have hit 26.
I knew I should have tried harder.
Yeah.
I knew I
should try harder. So you've got the podcast. Go ahead, Debbie, go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead, Brian.
That's fine. You've got to see the pictures. So those of you that are listening to the podcast, go to I Love Kid Men Facebook group. And if you just search for Debbie Rhodes, Rhoads, you're going to find her post. Because really these pictures are so inspiring. So I've got a question, Debbie. First, who designed all this stuff for you? And then second, can you ballpark me? Was this something that cost a ton of money? I'm sure those stand-ups aren't cheap, but I've never bought stand-ups like that. Are they real expensive? Who designed it and what kind of cost did you have with this?
Okay, well, I actually thought about this because I knew you were going to ask that question. So yeah. I am actually blessed at my church to have an amazing communications team, a design team. Okay. That was able to design this for me. And they did the photo shoot for me. They were actually holding a blank whiteboard when they took the picture, and then they put that like this thing in afterward. So like all of that was designed for us. However, we got the cutouts from a company called cardboardstandies.com. Okay. And that's also, if they go to that Facebook post, that is all listed in there. And if they Facebook message me, I put together an email with all of this information. I will send them that. I even sent down the Dropbox with all of my files that they could try to, you're going to want to do your own files because you're going to have to put in your own people and your own, all your own stuff, but it'll give you the idea of like what we did. Now here's the deal. I spent about $1,000 on this, but you don't have to spend that much. Now the cardboard cutouts are about $100 a piece. However, this specific company, let's say you don't have a design team for you. If you do the cardboard stand up, that specific company I just mentioned, if you take a picture of one of your volunteers, if just a picture of them, like with their kids shirt on, they actually have an option for like $20 that they will add a speech bubble to the top of the board that you can put whatever you want on there. So you can have that be what your thing is in the speech bubble. And so it'd be like $120 for your thing. You can make these, with Canva or something and just print them out on your computer. I had these printed at a printer and had these done a little bit, a little bit nicer because they're done with the shiny glossy look. You don't have to do it the way I did it. I just happened to have a little bit of extra budget. But not all churches, I've been at churches where that is not always an option. And so you don't have to have a huge budget to be able to do something like this. But I think the one big thing is, one, before you even go into something like this, know what you need. Don't just say, I need people. Know specifics. How many people? Where do you need them? Do you want height? Like, I specifically wanted adults. Like, we have lots of beautiful middle schoolers and high schoolers that serve on our team, and they're amazing, but they don't count with our ratios, like when we are trying to, the way we run our specific ministry. And so we were specifically wanting adults. Yes, we did add in a few extra high schoolers when we did this. That was not counted in my 15 that I just gave you. And we love having them on our team. They're wonderful. We couldn't do our ministry without them, but we were specific on what we wanted. So don't go into it without that.
Gotcha. Do you think, Debbie, this will become something that you do an annual thing? Do you think it'll just kind of be random? What are your thoughts, or do you know yet?
I already budgeted this for next year. So I'm actually planning this for our fall recruiting. I actually already have it on the calendar. I already have it in our new budget for 2022. Okay, so here's what's so cool. No, maybe I didn't get my goal, but to me, let me tell you the wins that I got. First of all, like I said, the two things I did wrong, I did it during the holidays and I did it during a church split.
Yes.
But honestly, I didn't have a choice. I needed people. Our team needed people. But here were the wins. Here were the big, huge wins. Number one, my team felt so empowered that they got to be a part of this. And they also felt so, they felt like loved on that. Like, look, they were honored and highlighted. It was like, look at, they were at celebrity status. Like, oh, can I take a picture with your stand up? And like, everyone's like, okay, are you done with them now? Cause they're wanting to buy these. And I was like, I'm not done with these yet. So I'm like, highest bidder goes to our church ministry budget. So like, this is like really cool. And the kids are going, that's my teacher, mom. That's my teacher. So like, that was really cool. What it did for our ministry, this took our ministry. It actually changed the way our church sees our ministry. They see our ministry as a lot more attractive. I think it's turned a corner, and that our ministry doesn't look like, they were like, wow, that is really cool. And I can't serve in your ministry right now, but man, if I could, I want to be a part of that. That's something really, really cool. And I think that, and it also brought a lot of attention to our ministry, a really good, positive attention to our ministry that we really, it was a good boost that we really, truly needed. And so our team, they're seeing all of these new people getting added onto the team, and they know that they are a part of that. This wasn't me doing the calling or our team doing the calling. This was them. Also, I have an amazing volunteer coordinator that put together this. We have like an incredible onboarding process that we want to keep them. You know, so we have like this crazy, so she was like ready. She actually had 26 onboarding packets ready. She's onboarding people. So, you know, the way you onboard them. And so we've been getting them on, and yeah, it's been beautiful.
Well, I love it. Amber, before you wrap up.
People are ready to steal this. George has already taken your idea, made it his own, and added six new volunteers to his team. So
yes!
It's such a
unique. That's great.
It's not just giving asking for more than a warm body, but it's that excitement. It's that buzz. I think it's definitely a winning recipe that you can tweak and make it your own. And it'd be a huge way to recruit, retain, and love on your volunteers.
That's it. It's a great recruitment tool, but I also love it because, and you hit on it, it really is a great team building morale booster for your current volunteers. So way to go. Way to go.
Thank you so much. This has been an honor to be able to share this. And like I said, anybody who asks, I will message me and I will send. When I posted those pictures, I was just trying to share the love. I had no idea I was going to get such a response. I was like, for like 3 days, I was doing nothing but responding.
That's awesome.
Well, it's Debbie Rhodes. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. Those of you on Facebook watching live, thank you as well. Be sure to connect with Debbie if you haven't already. She would love to just be an encouragement to you. Debbie did some great breakouts at MegaCon. Thank you for being there, Debbie, to help us out at MegaCon. And hope that y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, please do that. And we will be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Head over to the I Love Kidmin Facebook group and let's talk about your next steps in your kids' ministry journey.